I won Brittany's Capture the Chaos Planner at a styled shoot back in January. And at first I was just like, oh, okay, like, you know, I do everything from my phone. I don't really need this extra planner. But after looking at it and kind of following Brittany on social media, I really realized the value in it. I especially love the notes section on the calendar page. I track all of my expenses there. I am a terrible person at keeping receipts and stuff, but I have forced myself to immediately put a receipt or print out an order confirmation if I'm ordering something online in the front pocket of the planner, so I can try and stay a little on top of that at the end of tax season. I sit down every Monday morning. I write down anything from the past week that I expensed or income, even though I'll get an income generated report from the program I use. Like, it's still nice to just kind of see it on paper. I also write down everything that I have in my phone planner, even though that's kind of redundant. Like, it's nice to see it. I got colorful pens for each, you know, like, occasion and stickers. So it's really been something that I've now less about forcing myself and actually looking forward to doing. So if you're on the fence about getting it, I think it's a great tool to utilize even for non-photography related people.
Hello, friends. My name is Brittany, and this is the Capture the Chaos podcast. Right now, your photography business probably looks like confetti on the floor after a birthday session. A bit of a mess. In this podcast, we talk about how you can be more productive and organize your time so you can learn how to run your photography business in 15 hours a week or less. Today, I have a really special guest, my copywriter and friend, Sarah Gillis. As a copywriter at What Sarah Said, copy coach, and host of the Copywriter On Call podcast, Sarah Gillis helps female creative business owners, especially photographers, stand out through words. After teaching writing for nearly a decade, Sarah left education to help business owners show up authentically online by crafting website copy that's word magic for their ideal clients. Sarah shares practical advice to infuse creative businesses with storytelling and heart. She coaches her clients to do the work to show up confidently in business and being fearless in pursuing passions and communicating value. Sarah serves clients nationwide, but calls South Dakota home. She loves her life with her husband, Jordan, and their two hockey-obsessed sons, Lionel, who's 11, Quincy, who's 9, and their two doodles, Nellie and Mookie. And I have a little guest here with me. Hi, Vinny.
Oh, I love that.
Hello. Hi, Sarah. I'm really glad that you're here. And also, I'm super excited about the topic that we're talking about. And it kind of goes hand-in-hand with an episode maybe a week or two ago. I had Rachel Traxler on, and she was talking about premium clients. And some of the things she was talking about was like having a really good copy, which is exactly why you're here. And yay. If you don't know Sarah, and you haven't heard one of the thousands of episodes I've talked about her in, she's my copywriter. She just crawls into my brain and pulls all the words out. And sometimes I get confused. Like, did I write this or did Sarah write this? But I mean, I know you wrote it because it's better.
That's the best compliment ever.
That's the mark of a good copywriter. When you're like, did I write this or did she write it? I think that's like, you know, you're good.
Thank you.
So do you have anything else you want to add to your really beautifully written bio?
Hey, thanks. No, I mean, other than it's life here in the Midwest, and I'm excited to talk to people who are in warmer climates. So yay for that. I'm glad to be chatting with you.
Is it still cold there?
We are getting like weird, like false spring weather right now. Mm-hmm. So it's like in the 50s and we're all like bracing around here for like the inevitable snowstorm that will come in the next few weeks. So
it's heartbreaking.
Kind of nice. But it's also kind of heartbreaking, like you said.
That's what I say I don't like about Texas, is because we are like up and down a lot. You know, we'll have one week it's 80 degrees and next week it's 30 degrees. And you're like, what's going on? I just want it to be consistent. Like, if it's going to be cold, just stay cold. And then if you're going to be warm, just stay warm. Like, I don't like waking up not knowing if I should wear shorts or sweatpants.
Yes, 100%. And we get the extremes here. Like, we get the hottest of the hot in the summer and we get the coldest of the cold in the winter. And if it could just decide what it was going to do, that would be great.
What is your hottest of hot?
Hottest of hot is like 99.
Okay, that is pretty warm.
We melt over here. Yeah. Like, we melt. We are not accustomed to y'all's Texas heat.
So. When we're sitting in like 110 in July, and we're like, your AC can't even keep up with it. It's wonderful.
No,
thank you. All right, Sarah, let's jump into copywriting stuff. All right.
Good.
So There is a difference between dream clients and price shoppers who are looking for the best deal, right? How would you say your copy can help attract your dream clients?
Yeah. So I think first, like, we've all been and will all be price shoppers at some point in our consumer journey, whether it's, I don't want to spend a kajillion dollars on a car, or this price of eggs is ridiculous. Like, we've all been like the budget conscious people. We all will be that again. But at the same time, it's about creating that demand for your service. And it's hard to do when you are at a higher price point, or when you are in a spot where you're considered nice to have, but not needed. I mean, words like luxury, high end, those things come to mind. But at the very least, it's like, why should I spend more money with you versus the copywriter down the street, the photographer down the street? And I think that the first real piece of this discussion is getting clear on who your ideal client is. And so in order to have copy that attracts that person, you need to know who they are, not just what they want or need, what they like or don't, and what keeps them up at night, but like, how do they value money? What kinds of purchasing decisions do they make, and what's involved in those decisions? Is it an emotional decision? Is it a logical decision? Is it a mixture of both? And so I think that getting clear on who your ideal client is and how they value money, experiences, those pieces are really crucial to writing copy that then attracts those clients.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, because we do all kind of spend money differently. Like, I have a friend and she will spend tons of money on home good stuff in her house. And, you know, she'll spend $100 on one panel of curtain. And I'm like, oh, I would never. But then there's things that I'm like, oh, let me just like dish out the money for going on, you know, we'll go on vacation five times a summer, you know, but we're not going to spend money on, you know, certain things in our house. You know, like, I don't buy a lot of clothes, but that's just where we value putting our money, right?
Right. And I think too, when it comes down to that word value, everybody has a different meaning attached to that. Value for some people is really like bang for your buck. Value for others is like, did I soak everything out of this experience that I could? Value for some people might be, I want the best because I know that my clients deserve the best, my business deserves the best, my family deserves the best, whatever it is. That word value, it's so subjective, and everybody has their own interpretation of what that means. And it varies in different contexts, right? Value in your business might be different than value when it comes to like quality of food or quality of, you know, car safety or anything, right? So it's a term that is nuanced and it's totally subjective.
Yeah, I don't think we should get our feelings hurt if someone's looking for, because, you know, in the Facebook groups, we're like, I'm looking for a photographer that doesn't cost an arm and a leg. And I know I don't get my feelings hurt about that. I'm just like, okay, move on. I'm not going to comment on that. You know what? I do get a little offended when someone comments my name, like a family member is like, oh, Brittany. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not a cheap, you know, I don't want to be associated with that, but I'm not really offended. I'm just like jokingly offended by it. But yeah, I mean, I don't think we should, because there are people who just want those photos, but they don't necessarily, they can't justify spending $500, $600, $700, $800 on a photo session. So, you know, that's okay. And not everyone is going to be for us, right?
Yeah. And that can be a gift in itself, right? It can be a gift for you and it can be a gift for that person, because hopefully they will find what they need. And hopefully the people that find you will want what you have to offer. And it's a matter of, I think, giving ourselves space to evolve, giving our definition of value or of quality to evolve as well. I know that as I get older, I'm not 40 yet, but like I'm knocking on the door of 40. And it's like, as I get older, I want to spend money on clothes that will last me and won't, like, you know, won't be something I ruin in the washer. It will be something that like is with me until I'm 40. And so I know that even my own definition of quality or of value has changed. And so if my definition changes, I have to expect my clients to change too.
Yeah, that's so true. Like I don't find myself shopping at Forever 21. I barely even shop at Target for clothes anymore, unless it's like, you know, just like a something I need really quickly. But I'm not buying anything unless it's going to be what I consider quality for clothes at this point
Right.
in my life. So that's a really good point. And, you know, we were talking on Voxer the other day about how, you know, I'm seeing photographers dropping their prices. They're cutting their prices because they're not getting bookings. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I personally refuse to lower my prices. I know the economy's bad. I know people are struggling. I'm struggling too, right? Like, I don't want to lower my prices because, and you said, I'd rather take a nap than get out of my house for less money. And that's absolutely true. I really would rather take a nap or, you know, hang out with my family, or, you know, I'm not leaving my house for cheaper dollars because that means I'm leaving my kids. I'm missing parts of their life. And I don't want to do that for less money. So the next question I have for you, Sarah, is why should we care about having copy that speaks to our dream clients?
I feel like if you're in business, beyond just the, I need to pay my bills, which if that's your spot to be in business, no judgment here. But if you are in business to be like for something greater than that, it's a passion you have, it fills your heart, it's art that you're creating, whatever it is, it's a disservice to think, why wouldn't I invest time or money or both in making sure that my website represents who I want to serve and who I am at this point in business, right? Like, it's a disservice not to give your art that gift, give your passion that gift to show up as you authentically are on your best day. And so I feel like the copy piece of it is just one extra step that we as business owners and as artists can take to portray that self, that desire, that passion. And I mean, photos can do so much. And I'm always in awe of my photography clients because photographers have the visuals that tell a story. But without the copy to go with it, you're really leaving money on the table and you're leaving the opportunity to serve someone through your art on the table. The words matter. And that's just the long and the short of it.
I have a truth bomb to drop on the photographers out there. So yes, I know that our work is the most important thing to us, right? Like, we want to be set apart by our photography. But the fact is, we're all very similar out there. You might have a slightly different posing style or a slightly different editing style, but at the end product, I mean, it looks very similar. There are a lot of other really talented photographers out there. So your words, or, you know, your copy on your website kind of starts setting you apart, like communicating with your clients. What is it that makes you different as a photographer? Like, and there's some feeling that goes into it that you can't capture what you're doing behind the camera. Like, yes, I see the images, but me behind the camera and how I'm getting those emotions and how I'm putting you at ease is completely different than what Susie down the street's doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my copy through Sarah can help communicate what it is that makes me different. And I have so many clients that come to me and they're like, you know, you saying that, you know, you wrangle chaos is what made me book with you. And it, you know, yes, you have beautiful images, but it's just that fact that I knew that my kids are crazy and I needed someone that I felt comfortable could handle my kids crazy. And Sarah helped me communicate that through the copy on my website. And so I'm able to attract these clients who want that person who can wrangle their chaos. That's why I call myself a chaos wrangler.
Yeah. I think I love that reflection because I think that for so many photographers, they're like, well, I don't have words. And if my words matter, then I'm just going to show my photos because I don't know how to put the words together. The idea that my words matter is overwhelming to me. I don't know where to start. And I get that, right? Like, I get the impulse to be just like, well, I'm just going to not accept that my words matter. I'm going to let my art speak. And it's like, yeah, okay, sure. That works until it doesn't, until someone else has words and you don't. And so it's a matter of pushing beyond that, like, ugh, I just can't start. I just don't know how to do this type of desire. You have to push past that and get to the point where you're like, okay, what would I say to someone who is walking down the street and is my ideal client? Like, very basic minimum requirement. What would I say to that person to get them to understand why I do what I do and why they should choose me versus Susie down the street? It's not good enough anymore to be ignorant and ignore the fact that you need to have words that go along with your photos. It's just not enough anymore.
Yeah. I mean, and if there's something that you could do to set yourself apart from someone else, why wouldn't you do it? Right.
Right. Why wouldn't you validate your heart and your art that way by setting yourself up for success?
So if someone, maybe couldn't afford to hire a copywriter, they weren't ready to hire a copywriter, they're just a little nervous. It is hard to outsource things in your business and hand over that hard-earned money. What advice would you have for someone who is DIYing their copy and they still want to attract their ideal client?
So I think what I said earlier about getting clear on who that person is a really great place to start. I mean, I'm a fan of using AI to help with this process. I think that ChatGPT can help you to boil down who your ideal client is and help you to understand their voice, but also to help you understand your voice. I have a product that's coming out called ChatGPT Brand Voice Hacks, and it actually will help to kind of get inside your ideal client's brain to help you with this. And it's at a steal of a price. And so even if you're not at a point where you're like, I want to outsource this, I want to hire someone for thousands of dollars to write my website, you can utilize tools in your toolbox like AI or like ChatGPT to really get clarity on who your ideal client is, what hesitations or concerns they might have before booking you, what desires or pain points they might have, and how to speak directly to those. And you don't have to do that all on your own. There are specific prompts that you can input into ChatGPT to help you generate those ideas. And then obviously move on, close the tab, and write from your heart. But it is a good idea generator, and it's been a game changer for some of my DIY clients who are either working their way through my course or wanting swipe file support, whether it's, I just need you to tell me what I need on this page. It's a great way to utilize all of the things.
That chat GPT thing sounds really awesome because I can never get chat GPT to do what I want it to do for me. It's so robotic. I'm like, this is not it. And so I've been looking for, there are people out there like Sarah who are kind of geniuses when it comes to this AI stuff, and you know exactly kind of like how to ask it what you want it to give you. And it really does work. I downloaded some chat, it's called like ChatGPT, like Bible or something like that, where it like gives you prompts to get certain things out of, and it's working a lot better. So I'm really excited to see this product that you have coming out, and I'll be first in line when your doors open for that one for sure.
It's so fun. Honestly, it's just been a real big like trial and error piece for me, but just kind of a passion project, right? Like AI helps us to work more efficiently, and we should use it as a tool that it is. Should it write everything for us? No, but can we use it as an idea generator? Absolutely.
Yeah, and it really is. That's a great point of being an idea generator, because sometimes if that blinking cursor syndrome, you're sitting there, you're staring at it, you're like, I don't know where to start, but that can help you get started. And sometimes, like when I'm scripting out my podcast episodes, I'll go and I'll just kind of search the internet to see what's out there, and like it'll like spark some thoughts in me, and then I shut those tabs and I go over and I just start, scripting out my episodes so I know what I want to talk about. So yeah, that's a really great place to get started. I love that you're doing that.
Super fun.
So I also want to touch on something else that we were chatting about the other day. And you said when we're trying to compete on price, it's a race to the bottom and you're never going to win in the long run. So do you have anything that you want to expand on about that?
So I mean, if you are trying to be competitive on price, it's a losing battle. There's always going to be someone who is priced lower than you. Even if you are, a veteran in business, there's always going to be somebody new and vice versa. And so if you're competing on price, you're always going to lose. It is a race to see who is cheapest. Instead, it's about trying to compete on something that is actually worth competing on. And I mean, I'm all about collaboration. Like, I want to make that distinction, right? Like, but there is a marketplace, there is competitiveness within the marketplace. That's just a fact. And so, if you're going to compete on something, it should be something you have control over and that you can stand behind confidently. And to me, that's the quality of your work and the quality of your copy.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing everything with us, Sarah. Can you just give us like a one paragraph recap about everything that you just said?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. It's always a joy to chat with you. I feel like when you are thinking about copy and the role it can play in your business, it's about what you put into it in terms of what you're going to get out of it. If you use copy to differentiate yourself in your market, to emphasize the quality of the experience you provide, it will pay you in dividends and in actual cash. if you don't take the time to show up as who you are and to showcase your client experience, you will be beaten out in the competitive marketplace and you will probably see your booking stall. And so if you want to have that competitive edge, again, even in the spirit of collaboration, it's all about learning how to utilize your voice and your copy to make sure that you're using storytelling to support your images.
That's a perfect recap. Thank you. can you share where people can find you, how they can work with you? What are your offers, girl?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm whatsarahsaid.com. That's where you can find kind of my services. I'm really pushing and am interested in retainer relationships right now because they are so much fun. I love working with clients on an ongoing basis because I really do get to see their voice evolve, their services evolve, and support them as they launch new things and try new things. And it's fun for me to just kind of be a fly on the wall in that process.
Who's so, your favorite retainer client?
You, obviously.
Only me answer up for you that put one. Us in.
Yep, for sure. But I'm still taking ongoing website copy projects. I really love that work as well. Getting to write a website from start to finish is really, really rewarding. And to see the confidence that comes along with having a website you're proud of, that will never get old for me. So whatsarahsaid.com is where you can find all my services. But on Instagram, where I hang out, that's hello, Sarah Gillis. So would love to chat with you over there.
And you have a podcast, which I think we did mention.
Oh yeah. Copywriter on Call. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to learn all the things about copywriting. Well,
yeah. If you can't get enough of me and Brittany chatting, there's some episodes over there with Brittany in them. And it's super fun to always chat copy and shop with you.
Thank you for being here, Sarah. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.